A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The title appears in white over a dark background, a Netflix comedy special. In a stadium, thousands of cell phones have their torches lit. On a circular stage, a girl holds a microphone.
Please welcome my daddy, Nate Bargatze!
The crowd stands up. Nate Bargatze arrives inside the stadium and he greets the crowd. A title appears on screen, your friend, Nate Bargatze. As he walks up to the stage, he shakes people's hands.
I love you.
He walks to his daughter and gets on stage, then waves at the crowd.
Thank you. Phoenix, thank you so much. That was so good.
Nate looks down. He nods slowly.
Thank you. It's very nice. This is it. We're doing it.
He smiles and adjusts his camel leather jacket.
So. I love doing stand-up comedy. I love it. And the job I had, the last serious job, the job I will go back to when all this falls apart. I was a water meter reader. Thank you.
He smiles.
This job was, the title was the description of what you do. People would ask, I'm a water meter reader. Yeah, what's that? Let me tell you what it is, all right? We're gonna read water meters. That's 100% of the job.
He walks on stage with a serious look on his face.
So back when I did it, it was in Wilson County, Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And so back when I did it, I would have to park the truck and like get out of a neighborhood, like run through a neighborhood and type in how much water every house uses. So it's 2001. Obviously, 9/11 happens. If you're old enough, you remember when 9/11 happened, the whole country got very scared that there's gonna be more attacks. Well, we did as well. In Wilson County. We figured they just went to New York, obvious next stop, Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
He stands still on stage.
And they are gonna poison our town's water.
He looks down.
So they got all of us water meter readers to guard the water tanks. I really did this. I stood just in a dark field alone, waiting for the Taliban to show up.
Nate stands still and moves slowly.
No weapons, no training. They gave us a lantern. A lantern. That does nothing but shows your body as you hold it up.
He imitates holding a lantern.
I can't see 2 feet in front of me. If someone's got a gun, they're like, just shoot at the only light in that field.
He mimics himself looking around, still holding the lantern.
I'm gonna put it over my heart to see. I'm like, what's going on?
He imitates holding a lantern to his chest.
I mean, I think, like, to this day, I always, what did they want us to do? Call the Mount Juliet police. Osama is here.
He looks around with one hand behind his back.
He got past our lanterns.
He pouts.
He's in the water tank. He knew how to open that. We were surprised by that, but he knew what he was doing.
He looks down, blinks, and looks at the audience.
My wife was with me when I had that job. She's been with me way before where we're at right now. She was in it for the benefits I got at the water company. We have been married 17 years. Thank you. And the longer I'm married, the more I realize why she was put in my life. I would not be here if she was not in my life. I know all of this. Now, I've also become very reliant on her because of this. I don't know anything about me. Like, I don't know what I like and don't like to eat.
Nate adjusts his jacket.
I mean, someone be like, you want to try this? And I got to get her involved. I'm like, I don't think so. I don't know how long to microwave something. I have to ask her every time, as if her family invented the microwave. How long do we microwave this for? And she's like, do it till it's hot. It's like, but I know you know a number, you know? Just say the number. I'm either gonna call my mom or you're gonna tell me the number. If she doesn't tell me, I type in 90 minutes and I walk away.
He looks at the crowd.
I do my own laundry. Thanks. Thank you. I think that's what it deserves. My mom did my dad's laundry growing up, so I thought all wives do husband's laundry. And I've always done my own. And to be honest, I felt it had been forgotten about over these past 17 years. The sacrifice I was making that other husbands didn't have to make. One day, I was like driving home and it popped in my head and I was like, all right, I'll bring that up.
He places his hand behind his back.
I mean, I didn't bring it up that day, you know. I was like, I'm sure there will be a time where we'll be in some fight, I'll be losing this fight. And then I do my own laundry. She's like, fight's over. You win, I forgot how good I got it.
He touches the bottom of his jacket.
So I sit on it for like 6 months, like a long time.
He smiles.
We finally get in a fight. I don't remember the fight was about nothing. I don't know. It wasn't laundry. I remember that. So I'm losing this fight. And so in my head, I'm like, this is it. I mean, I was sad to see it go. That's how good I felt. I felt bad for her. I mean, I was like, she thinks she's winning this fight. I'm about to drop a bomb on her right now. So just out of nowhere, I just go, I do my own laundry. And I mean, I said it like, they don't make them like this no more.
He stares at the audience.
I was shocked that it started a second fight I never saw coming. patterns. We do laundry very differently. She'll read the labels. I'll wash a rug and a suit together. I don't know. You want to put your shoes in there? Put your shoes. The washing machine's always a foot from the wall when I get done. It's like, that was a lot of stuff you put in there, you know? Yeah. And look, it's almost all wet. I travel a lot, obviously, so she'll be at home with our daughter. We have a wonderful daughter, as you have seen. And but I know it's hard because she's home. My wife has to be the mom and the dad and the good and the bad parent, you know. And I come home and I'm super fun or I'll mess up the routine. This is just stuff she tells me. And like I'll go lay in bed with our daughter and then we get in trouble for talking. I'm not the one talking, by the way. But we get yelled at as if I'm the one talking. I do get it, because I don't think of the consequences with everything. Like, we have one dog. I would like another dog. My wife does not want another dog, because it's a lot. It's a lot to have two dogs, because you gotta open the back door and let two dogs out.
He mimics opening a door.
Then you shut it. And now they're out there. You're inside, not dealing with it. But then they want to come back in, and you're like, gotta go let all these dogs back in.
He looks down and holds out his arm.
You're like, one dog, two. Look at all these dogs everywhere. Look, to be honest, I've never taken care of the one dog we have, but two would be fun. Our dog sleeps in our bed, and someone told me, you're not supposed to do that because you lose dominance over the dog. And I asked him, I said, what year do you think it is? These are all doodles. They're barely dogs. It's a person. They're people. This guy acts like it's 1980 when you kept a dog outside all year. Those you needed dominance over. You had a wolf in the backyard. Friends come over. You want to go outside? I wouldn't.
He stands still and looks around.
She's the cheaper one of us as well. Not in a bad way, you know. She likes the lights being off. Turn the lights off, you know. Save money. Get the lights, a little lights off. It's a fun time being in that environment. Turn the light on, find your seat, get a stick, knock the light back off. Sit in the dark and be sad. You're sad all day, but you're saving nickels upon nickels. Right when I get in bed, you turn that light off, I can't tell that's on. Well, get out of bed, turn it off. 80 years, we'll give our daughter $37 from all the nickels we saved. I can be wasteful. Like, if something gets to the bottom, I will throw it away. Ketchup. If ketchup gets, like, that much left, I'm like, blah.
He imitates throwing a bottle of ketchup away.
She will put the old ketchup with the new ketchup. That way your ketchup's always gross. toothpaste, I will use it to what I think the average person uses it to. I don't think I should feel muscles trying to get it out. I'm not gonna have an iron on top of it.
He imitates holding an iron.
But she'll do it more. So I know when I'm done with it, I give it to the hobo I married. She cuts it, gets it all out. I married an old man from the Depression is who I married. She would have thrived during the Depression. I don't think she would have known there was a Depression. A pizza party is my nightmare. I'll have friends over for pizza, so I'll be like, all right, we gotta order pizza. And she goes, how much? I go, order the most. I don't wanna run out of pizza in front of my friends. And she goes, just call and ask them. I go, I can't call these 40-year-old dudes and just be like, how much pizza do you think you're gonna eat tonight? They have a family. They work in a building right now. And you may just call them back, do you have big lunch today?
He imitates holding a phone and making a call.
Nah, I would try to save money, so I need to know exactly how much pizza you're gonna eat in 8 hours. I just wanna buy stuff and her not know I bought it. And that's so hard. I think if I knew the name of my bank, I could do it. But I gotta go through her to get that information. I poke around, I'm like, if I had a bank, what bank do you think I would go to? I also once a week walk into a bank and go, hello, is my money in this bank?
He gazes around with a disenchanted look.
She has to get me out of stuff all the time. She'll, like, if I buy something and it doesn't fit, I'll never take it back. I'm embarrassed. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be the exact same people and they remember me. And right when I walk in, they'll be like, we knew you couldn't handle that shirt. She takes back groceries to the grocery store. Yeah, food. I don't think it's allowed. I think she's bullying these 15-year-old children. They don't know what to do. I mean, their mom walks in being like, your bananas got weird too quick. And they're like, what?
He makes a confused face.
You picked them out. They're not my, what are you talking about? I'm gonna change them. I'm gonna go change them out. Yeah, that lady is stealing bananas. Recently, I was walking to my car and I had a college kid come up and he was raising money, for nature, or it was for Earth. It was nature and Earth. I don't know. He used real words, but it was, you know, basically, I felt he looked at me and he's like, it's going to Earth. And I was like, yeah, well, Earth is going through it right now. So he was telling me everything Earth is going through. It's, you know, it's pollution. He said, our water's being poisoned. You know, I said, not under my watch, but I understand.
Nate smiles.
I think I was buying a tree. I don't really know. But I tried to give him cash, and he was like, oh, you got to do a credit card. I was like, okay. So I give random iPad all my family information. It was $75. So he's like swipes the card. And then after it goes through, he goes, just so you know, it's a monthly charge. Yeah. He told me after. And he was like, look, you can cancel it on the website. I was like, I don't even know what's going on right now.
He looks down at his right hand.
He goes, put your email down for the receipt. I was like, all right. And I just put my wife's email address down. Guess who's going to put a stop to this real fast?
He nods slowly.
She'll have that tree cut down tomorrow. I called her, because I have to call her when I sign us up for stuff. And she answered the phone. She goes, I'm on it. Hung up.
Nate smirks.
She runs everything. She does stuff, doesn't tell. We got a new roof, and I did not know that. A whole new roof. I found out from my neighbors. They were like, how's that new roof going? I go, I don't know what you're talking about. And they go, you didn't know you got a new roof? I go, no, I did not. And then I had to go get her, and I was like, you gotta go talk to them about that new roof you didn't tell me about. I look like an idiot out there.
He mimics having an argument, holding out his arm.
We live, so in our neighborhood, we live in a cul-de-sac, which is very exciting because I grew up on a straight street and I always dreamed of living in a cul-de-sac. You see them and you're like, can you imagine being up in one of those? We do all the cul-de-sac stuff, you know, like if anybody comes down there, we're like, what are you doing down there? Just any car, we're like, you better get out of our cul-de-sac. We take our trash out one of the days. I don't know the day, but it's a day. We're doing it. There is one day. I know we forgot to take it out a couple weeks ago. That stress could break up a family. All week was like, everybody eat out of your hands. We had friends over like, put your trash in your pockets, take it to your homes.
He stares at the crowd and looks down.
We got very lucky with our neighbors. Our neighbors are super cool, and we're very close with them. They all have real jobs. They, like, went to college and stuff. And one of them is a management consultant, so he manages all the consultants. And, yeah, it's a tough job, all right? There's a lot of consultants, and he's like, you better get back, you know? You can't, just can't consult up in here. So... he's busy.
He frowns and lifts his head.
Our other neighbor's an actuary. I thought that was with birds. I was like, what's that bird right there? He goes, I don't know. And I was like...
he has a surprised, silly look.
As an actuary, you don't know what that bird is right there?
He stares at the audience.
I went to career day for my daughter's school. And I get what I do is very fun. But I was nervous because I'm there with real people and they're smart. And so I was hoping to sit at a table alone. They put me at a table with a surgeon, which I think they did it on purpose, almost to show the kids, here's the difference between reading. So the kids like come up, you know, and they're, you know, they're like, what subjects do you use for comedy? And I was like, I don't even know what the subjects they're taking. I was like, I do English. I do mostly English on stage.
He has a confused look on his face.
They asked him, how long did you go to school to be a surgeon? You know, he's like 54 years or whatever. It's like a... And they asked me, they're like, how long to be a comedian? I was like, you're good now, so. Look, finish elementary school, make your parents happy, but then I'd get out and get after it. I had a hard time in school. When I barely graduated, got into a community college, barely got into a college they have to let everybody in.
He smiles.
I went to community college for 1 year. I have 0 credits. Community college, a lot of people don't know, is college when they're like, you're probably gonna stay in your community. So. We're just going to show you the ropes around town. Kind of give you a lay of the land.
He looks around.
That whole year, I don't have credits because I had to take all remedial classes, which remedial is basically for, they're classes for someone my age now trying to go back to school because they don't remember school. And I took them right out of school. They were like, you don't remember school? I was like, I just came from school. And they go, it looks like you've never heard about it. Everybody in there was like 50. I'm like, well, who's the teacher? I think you have to tell me if I ask, who's the teacher?
He looks down.
I took speech in college. I would ride there with my friends going to a business class or something, whatever you go to. I was like, all right, I'll catch you after speech. And I still say a lot of words wrong. That's what I don't understand. I say poem, which no one ever knows. Poem, like, yeah, P-O-E-M, I go poing. We'll fix that, speech class. What if I want to be a poem writer? What if I have a lot of great poem ideas and no one takes me serious because I'm like, listen to my poems.
Nate has a concerned look as he stares at the audience.
Oil, I say oil, super southern one. Oil, I don't even know how to say it, like how to y'all. Oil, O-I-L. Yeah. I go motor oil, like tinfoil. I mean, Southern Community College, that should be mandatory that they fix that. They should write OIL on the board. And I just go, oh. They go, all right, we're gonna take care of that, all right? There's a pretty good chance you're gonna be working with a lot of that.
He slightly adjusts his jacket.
Civil War, that's how I say it, instead of civil. I go, Silver War. Because, you know, look, that might be on me, all right? I'm not. I tell you, I don't even know anything about the Silver War. I don't know anything about history. And I can tell, because every history movie I watch on the edge of my seat. what is gonna happen? I watched Pearl Harbor. I was as surprised as they were, you know? I don't read. Yeah, and I think that matters. Reading is the key to smart, I believe. And I don't do it. I think it's caught up to me. I want to do it. I like the idea of reading. I even buy books. But these books are the most words. And it's every book. You just open it, and you're like, what are you talking about? And they don't let up. Every page, just more words. How about you put some blank pages in there? Why don't you let me get my head above water for 2 seconds?
He looks down and stares at the audience.
My eyes can read good. It's my brain. My eyes are such good readers. I feel so bad because they're attached to this dumb brain. I mean, they're looking at these words and they're like, you're not getting any of this, man? That's the fifth time we've read that sentence. Let's try another one. Fiction, nonfiction, I don't know which one's the truth. I read every book as the truth, is how I handle it. And from what I can tell, we have a pretty big wizard problem in this country right now. We went to Europe last year, and by the way, we were flying from Nashville to London, and we go, it was 4:42 p.m. Nashville time. So as a family, I said, let's guess what time it is in London. So I said 12:42 a.m. Our daughter said 1:42 a.m. My wife, her guess was 11, and that's it. Yeah, she didn't say the 42. And I was like, just say the 42. And she goes, you know what I mean. I go, I know, but just show her daughter you know what a normal person would say.
He holds his right arm out.
That started a pretty big fight. If you go to Europe, just so you know, it's the most old. It's very old. You think we're old, and you get there, and you're like, good night. What have y'all been doing over here? You just walk around. They're like, that building is from 8. You're like, good golly. Went to Australia as well. Australia is very far away. I'm gonna tell you, our Earth is bigger than I thought it was. We flew 16 hours, over 500 miles an hour. Barely made it, barely. I think we went the wrong way as well. I had jet lag there. I did not mind it because I woke up early. I woke up at 5:45 a.m., and I don't ever wake up that early. So I was like first in line at the breakfast buffet. Here's what I will tell you. When you get up at 5:45 a.m., noon is pretty far away. I mean, you will bet your life it's noon, and it's maybe 8:30. By 6 p.m., it's like, how are people out? Why won't the sun go down?
He stares down.
That's the next phase of my life, getting up early, you know? We're getting up at 9:15 a little bit. Yeah, I've never seen my daughter go to school, but I've been close. I'm cold now, too, that I'm old. 45, I just get cold. I always have to bring a jacket. It could be 135 degrees outside, and I will walk around with a jacket. And I see these young people, and I just think, where are your jackets? My body's falling apart. My shoulder hurts because I stand on stage like this.
His right arm is placed behind his back.
It's crazy. This was a huge mistake to get into this. If I had known that this would be a big problem, I would have probably tried to not make it a habit. My body can't handle this. And I went to the doctor to try to fix it, and they talked to me like I was an old car. He just goes, I wouldn't put any more money into it, to be honest.
He stares into space.
I pulled a muscle recently. I guess it was in my soul.
He puts his hand on his chest.
I mean, it was dead middle of my body. I thought it was the front, and then I was like, well, that back hurts too. You know, so.
Nate moves his torso forward.
Well, what's in the middle? What muscle is in the middle? I went hiking. I jumped off a rock. I mean, a foot high. When I landed, it felt what I would imagine being struck by lightning feels like. I felt it through my fingernails. Fifty-fifty if my zipper's up or down anymore. It's a true flip of the coin. I don't know what's happening. I've zipped up my whole life. And now, just head out. I'm like, all right, I'll see you boys later. Just head out. Take my pants off at home. They come off easy. I'm like, oh, that was 4 hours I was walking around like... I think it's because I'm peeing so much longer and I'm not used to this new old rhythm yet. Because in your 40s, there's a lot of false stops. You learn pretty quick to be like, let's hang back. Let's let traffic thin out a little bit. I watch young people come and go. I'm like, tell my family I'm okay.
He adjusts his jacket as he frowns.
Food is still, I still have a problem with food. I love processed food. I love it. I'm a farm factory table guy. I want the most hands involved in my food. It's coming to an end. I can feel it. I can't do it anymore. It really hurts.
He smiles.
I tell myself, like, I've done it. My jersey would be retired of eating fast food. I've done all the stuff. I've had Taco Bell and threw it away in my neighbor's trash so my wife didn't find out. I used so much ketchup once at a restaurant that a stranger walked up to me and goes, that's a lot of ketchup. Do you know how much ketchup you gotta use? That guy doesn't wanna get involved, you know? But he sees it. His wife's like, let it go. He's like, I think I gotta say something. I don't think he knows that we're all, no one's using that much ketchup. I went to a McDonald's drive-thru and my window did not roll down. That's the universe saying, give it a rest. And I fought through it. It's embarrassing, because they can tell, because I had to pull, because I got to open my door. So it's going to hit the speaker, so I got to drive by it. So the car behind me is like, are you leaving? I'm like, my window don't roll down. And I got to open the door. Now the speaker's by the gas tank. So I got to yell my order out. Now that guy hears it.
He points at the crowd.
And then I look at McDonald's screen. Well, they got it all on the board. Just let the neighborhood know what I'm ordering. And then I drove by the window, the drive-through window, and I got to go by it because I got to open my whole door. So I go by it, and I see them. They're like, where are you going? I was like, nowhere. And I go by, and they see my whole body sitting in a chair. It's crazy. If you've never done it, it's the most vulnerable I've ever felt in my life. Just
he mimics himself sitting in his car.
You're just sitting there, and you're like, hi. They see your feet. They see your feet. Like, just throw it at me like a bear. Just throw it.
He slowly walks on stage.
Our family, we just eat a lot of fast food. Our family text thread, my dad texted. He was like, I found a way to get a Big Mac cheaper. And he said, you can order a double cheeseburger and ask for Big Mac sauce. So he goes, it's cheaper, and they get rid of that third bun, so it's Atkins. That's how you do it. That third bun is the one that you're like, I don't know if I need the third bun.
Nate looks down.
My parents are getting older. They're not super old. But they're at the age where, you know, if they trip, they will fall to the ground. There's just an age where it happens. I mean, like, if I trip, my body hasn't touched the ground in 40 years. But for them, it's just, I don't know. It's like the upper is like, we're going. And the lower is like, what? And it's just, what? And I mean, there's no like, whoa, it's just, they don't even know what's happening. They're just looking at you, and you're like, you're not feeling any of this? And they hit the ground so hard, it's like they got thrown off a roof. Everybody hears it, they're like, what's going on? I'm like, my parents are down. I gotta get them up. My mom's got a bruise that won't go away for 2 years.
He pulls his jacket tight.
I just walk ahead of them now. I'm like a Sherpa. Just let them know the terrain that we're about to hit. Got a little carpet coming up. Got a little carpet, won't go outside, a little brighter than inside. Yeah, and cobblestone. You ain't gonna make that. So. Lay down on the carpet. I'm gonna back the car up in the building. We had my mom go pick up our daughter recently at a friend's house, and I texted her the address, and she drove to the wrong house. She knocked on the door. Another grandmother answered. Well, this is no good. This is like two dogs seeing each other through a fence.
He stares around.
It's gonna be hard to get them both back inside. So my mom, she goes, is my granddaughter there? And that lady goes, I have three grandsons. No solution. Just two grandmothers. You have stuff, I have stuff too. They talk for 30 minutes. It's a wrong door. I had to go get my daughter, then find my mom.
He frowns slightly.
And wives are the ones that keep it together the longest in a relationship. If you see an old married couple, like 80-year-old, they're 80, the wife is just, she's with it. And her husband's like, where are we at right now? Like he, I mean, our brains fall off a cliff, dude. Like they're, she's the only reason he's out is because she's like, you better get out and let people see you a little bit. It's like some zookeeper walking some old gorilla around. Let the kids touch you. Everybody's trying to feed him. Don't feed him that.
He mimics slapping one's hand.
Well, I think he wants it. He definitely wants it. He's too dumb to know he can't have it. My dad goes to the hospital all the time. I mean, he has surgery 8 times a year, probably. He loves it. He loves it. The doctor will go, look, you could just stretch. And he goes, let's just do the surgery. He had surgery because he was addicted to Afrin, the nose spray. Yeah. Look, I got addicted to Afrin as well. I would honestly tell you, if you don't know what it is, I would tell you not to get involved. It's one of the best things I've ever been part of. When I was on it too, my wife was furious. I had to try to hide it from her. She could hear it from 3 blocks away, just one little puff. What's that? I ain't gonna live like this. I ain't worked this hard not to do Afrin in my own home.
Nate looks down as he walks slowly.
So my dad, they go to the doctor, him and my mom. And the doctor was like, do you use Afrin? And my dad goes, no. And the doctor was like, I can tell that you use it. I was just saying that. So he goes, how long have you used it? And my dad said, 5 years, which is a lie. And my mom is like, she's like, well, tell the truth. You know, she goes, he's used it for 45 years. He used Afrin 45 years. Just for reference, if you don't know, the back of the box suggests no more than 3 days. I mean, there's not a medicine on earth that tells you to give it a good 45-year run. I think about my parents a lot because, I mean, the world is getting very futuristic. And like them, I'm from the 1900s. You got to watch out for the 1900s, people. We're old. It's so, I mean, my great aunt Helen from the 30s, she's deaf. They didn't know she was deaf back then. The doctors, they had no idea. They were baffled. That's how good doctors were back then. They just said, they looked at her as they smoked in her face. These were real doctors. They were like, I don't know. She's rude, I'll tell you that. I mean, I think what I saw growing up, I mean, we would go watch, my dad's a magician. So we would go watch my dad do magic at the Wilson County Fair, which county fairs are great. If you've never, they're still going around. I don't think the government knows about them, but I mean, we ride these rides that were on the interstate an hour ago.
He adjusts his jacket and puts his hand back behind his back.
So we would go watch my dad. So my dad would do magic. Right next to him, they had a donkey jumping off a high dive into a pool. So pretty hard to keep everybody's attention. When my dad is like, is this your card? And everybody's like, this donkey's about to jump off this high dive. That's something you don't think you want to see till it's up there. And I use the word jump very loosely. These donkeys are falling off this high dive. But you can't put that on the sign, you know? You don't watch a donkey fall off a high dive?
He shakes his head.
No? Okay. What if he jumped? Well, at least he's into it. So the donkey would go up this ramp, like 40 feet in the air, and it would just stand there because it doesn't want to jump. It's not in on this. So, but it gets stuck because donkeys can't walk backwards. Not positive if that is true, but I've never seen a donkey go backwards. I've never even really looked, but I honestly think 45 years I would have seen a couple donkeys go backwards. So the donkey stands there, and a dog, he sends a dog up the ramp. It barks at the donkey, and the donkey jumps in the pool. And as someone that has seen this, I'll tell you, when that donkey hits the water, you're like, we should probably get out of here.
Nate frowns.
It's not as fun as you thought it would be. I mean, this is going to sound dumb, but you're really surprised you're seeing what the sign said you would see. PETA got a hold of that. They shut it down, and that was one I think everybody was like, fair enough, we get that. Another one PETA had to shut down. This was, again, like the 1980s. I was alive. You could fight an orangutan at a fair. They would have an orangutan just sitting in a boxing ring, and guys would pay to fight it. And I say guys because I just can't imagine one woman ever fought this orangutan. I think you could put an orangutan in a room with 1,000 women. And when they walked out, they're like, did anybody fight it? But it never crossed their mind to fight it. Put 3 men in that room. 2 of those men will fight that orangutan. The other one would have started it going, I think y'all should fight that orangutan. So guys get in there, and they're like, all right, we'll go fight this orangutan. And the orangutan would just knock everybody out. Because we don't have the internet to look up how strong's an orangutan. It's all word of mouth back then. You had to meet a guy to just fought an orangutan. And you're like, but the arms are skinny. He's like, I know. That's what made me get in there as well. So PETA put a stop to that also. Yeah. Look, Whatever you want to say about PETA, they did some real work in the 1900s.
He looks into the distance.
There's the first, one of the first things they had to do, car manufacturers, before crash test dummies were invented, they would use a pig in a car wreck. So they'd sit a pig, I guess, upright.
He imitates the pig sitting upright.
And this little pig, pigs are smart. Pretty good day for this pig. It's like, you gonna let me drive a car? Pretty good, pretty fun. Pretty fun day. He's got his elbow out.
He mimics the pig holding the wheel.
Are y'all kidding me right now? You gonna let me drive this car? I don't even know what that shows you. Pigs don't have necks. That's what I was around when I was growing up. I mean, I look at my daughter and I have more in common with a pilgrim. And pilgrims believed in witches. Little side note, I would like to say, I think the witch phase was the toughest phase for women to have to go through. Not to get serious, but a lot of people say voting. I disagree. I think it's witch, then voting. I think it's witch, pretty big gap, then, you know, voting. I mean, you jaywalk back then. The old town was like, there's a witch. You're like, here we go. Here we go. And I'll give it to them, because they could have flown away, but none of them ever did. All right, sorry. That, look, just trying to get a witch joke in. It's pretty complicated. There's a lot of moving parts. You got to bring up Pilgrim somehow. I took a typing class in seventh grade. That's how...
Nate smirks.
And I thought it was a waste of my time. In my head, I was like, who's going to be typing? Cursive is the future. That's why, like, there's the future. I don't know what's going on. I don't know technology. I don't know what AI is. I don't think you get to know what AI is and also see a donkey jump off a high dive. I think it was one or the other, and I saw the donkey, so I'm out. If I send an email and it says the file is too big, I don't know what to do. My best guess is I try to resend it. That's what I try to do. You know how dumb that is? The computer's like, no, and I go, what about now, though? Hotels are getting futuristic. A lot of hotels, when I stay at, now, when you take a shower, they have half a glass. So it's open. So the water gets on the floor. Because that's the future. They want water on the floor. And I'm old and dumb. I come, you know, we really try to keep the water inside the tub. It was a pretty big deal. But now, they want the floors wet. That's what they want. They want to do no glass, but I'm still alive. So they're like, all right, do half a glass. Once that guy's gone, we'll do no glass. Floors are wet, drains off the balcony. When I first started going on the road, I would have to do a wake-up call. That's how I got up in the morning. I'd have to call a guy I don't know and just beg, will you wake me up tomorrow?
He mimics being on the phone, tilting his head.
That's the last person I would talk to was him. I would call my wife, then a man I've never seen. You promise you go wake me up tomorrow?
He mimics being on the phone again.
We would tell each other good night. So no one's done a wake-up call in probably 20 years now. So there's a guy on the road with us. He's 24 years old. He's never done a wake-up call in his life. And so we were staying at a hotel, and he saw the wake-up call on the phone. And he goes, I'm going to do a wake-up call. And I told him, I go, don't do it. That's like an ashtray on an airplane.
He looks into the distance.
But he was like, no, I want to do it. All right. So he set it up. Next morning, his phone rings. He doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't know that's the main part of your job. You got to answer the phone and let the guy know you're awake. So then that guy, who's young too probably, is like, I guess I got to go knock on the door. I've never even seen this service used, so it must be the most important person alive. So he goes up and he starts knocking on the door. My buddy still doesn't answer the door. So the guy goes in the room. I swear this is real. Because look, this is two young people that don't know what they're doing. So he goes in the room like, do I have to touch this guy? Is that what a wake-up call is? I gotta touch a guy I've never seen in the dark. So I'd imagine he started making noises, just going hip, hip now, hip, 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 hip. Hoping he doesn't have to touch this man. But he had to touch him, I swear. That's what he told me. He woke up to another guy going, hey, buddy.
He imitates the man shaking up his friend.
It's time to wake up. Thank you so much.
Nate greets the crowd. Closing credits appear on screen. Written and performed by Nate Bargatze. Executive producer, Nate Bargatze. Executive producers, Alex Murray, Tim Sarkis. Executive producer, John Irwin. Directed by Ryan Polito. Producer, Kathy Welsh. Director of photography, Jay Lafayette. Lighting designer, Mark Janowitz. Edited by Sean Hubert. More credits follow. Video description by Diffuse. Voicer, Rosemary Saber. Writer, Clementine Martin. Recorded live at the Footprint Center, Phoenix, Arizona. Copyright 2024 Netflix. The logo for Nateland appears, followed by the logo Irwin Entertainment.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.